This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Chinese health officials say the number of new cases of the coronavirus has slowed for the third consecutive day. The Health Commission confirms over 1,800 new cases Sunday and 142 deaths. Reuters' Adam Reed has more.
The coronavirus has presented Beijing with the huge challenge of stamping out the epidemic whilst also preventing damage to the world's second largest economy. But on Sunday, China's National Health Commission said a campaign to prevent and control the disease was showing results. China has placed Hubei province and its capital Wuhan, where the outbreak is believed to have originated, under virtual lockdown. Spokesman Mi Fang said the medical support and preventative measures in Hubei had headed off more critical cases and that mild cases were being treated more quickly to prevent them from becoming critical.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. In Japan, the cruise ship Diamond Princess remains under quarantine. Several hundred Americans are evacuating aboard charter flights. Deborah Pagan tells Hawaii News Now. Americans on board have been pressured to return to the U.S.
When we got that email yesterday, it did sound like, you know, make your decision or else. That's how I took it, because the capital letters that they had on that letter was, if you decide not to take the charter flight, we don't know what your future holds, but you will not be able to enter the U.S.
More than 350 cases of the coronavirus have been diagnosed on the ship. Several rockets have hit a base in Iraq's capital that hosts a U.S.-led military coalition. A coalition spokesman says no one was injured in the attack early Sunday in Baghdad's Green Zone near the U.S. Embassy. The attack is the latest in a recent string of attacks targeting coalition troops. For more news, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.